Welcome back to the Sports Road Podcast. I'm Messi Roddy.
And I'm Ryan Rose. Here we talk about both basketball and football at the collegiate and professional level.
Starting with basketball. Speaking of basketball, let's talk about Women's March Madness. South Carolina beat Iowa by 87 points compared to their 75 points.
I watched the game, like, personally. And, like, Caitlin Clark dropped 18 in the first half, or first quarter. And she was locked down for the rest of the game. Like, she, like, there was this, I think it was, her last name was Johnson.
Johnson?
She locked her down, like, the whole time. But, because they were down, like, 10 in the third quarter. And all, what would happen, they give the ball to Caitlin Clark. And then she just, like, would just pull up from, like, 5 feet away from the three. I was bewildered by it. Like, sometimes she'd make it, but then sometimes she'd miss. She went 5 for 15. I know that. But, like, when they were losing, they just gave her the ball and she just shot it. Like, I'm not gonna lie, she's a good athlete, but, like, when you're that good, I mean, it's like, you kind of have to, you have to, like, play better. Because, like, she was getting the ball taken away from her very easily. And it was just, like, I don't know. It just felt weird. Like, I don't know. It was, like, she'd dribble, she'd shoot, and she'd make the three. But then, like, the next time, she would, like, get the ball stealing. It was honestly insane.
It really was. Like, at that point in the game, you just got to go with the plan. You know, you can't just do anything on the court and stuff. Like, you can't just shoot wildly and stuff. You got to actually go with the plan.
Oh, yeah. Because she kept, like, calling for the ball, like, from all their, like, her teammates. But then, like, sometimes they wouldn't pass to her. And then it looked like she got a little bit of frustration. Like,
when you're in a basketball game like that, you can't be getting frustrated like that. All you got to do is just focus, be calm, and just play the game. Go by the plan and get the job done. But in other news, let's talk about the men's March Madness basketball. But UConn beating Purdue 75-60.
Honestly, the biggest, like, shock of the March Madness is NC State. I don't think this is, like, out there enough, but NC State beat Texas Tech as an 11th seed. NC State was the 11th seed. Texas Tech was the sixth seed. And then NC State played Oakland, beating Oakland. And then in the Sweet 16, they played Marquette, beating them 67-58. And then in the Elite Eight, NC State beat Duke. Yeah, 76-64.
But for their Final Four match, Purdue won against them 63-50.
I mean, honestly, going to the Final Four as an 11 is honestly crazy, though. Like, I mean, yeah, you lost, but, like, yeah, you lost, but that's still a great Cinderella story.
Yeah, making it to the Final Four is pretty impressive. I mean, yeah, they lost there, as you said, but they won a lot of games, and that's pretty impressive, especially being at the 11 and stuff. Man, they're a pretty good team.
That's true, yeah. They are a really good team. All right, that's it for the basketball portion. Let's go to the football portion.
And sorry for the football part, since there's not much news to really talk about that, so.
Yeah. So the football news we have here is O.J. Simpson passing away at age 76. Besides all of his, like, allegations that he's had, he honestly was an amazing football player. Like, as he was on the running, he was a running back for the Bills, and he was a running back for the 49ers in, like, the 70s and 80s. Like, he was a great running back. Can't knock him for that, but, like, what he did on the field was crazy. But, like, he was just a great running back. Honestly, he probably inspired most running backs now. And probably even Adrian Peterson. Like, watching O.J. Simpson and Adrian Peterson highlights, they almost the same running back, practically. They're just so athletic, so swifty, and it's just crazy.
Almost, man. Definitely inspired a lot of people. As I used to play football, he inspired me. Even though I never really became a running back, I was on defensive end and stuff. But, man, I really wanted to be a running back, but I never got it. But he definitely inspired a lot of young people. This generation, old generation, stuff like that, man.
Oh, yeah. That's all we have for sports news. Hopefully we get more football news next week. And that's it. Anything else you want to add?
Nope, that's all.
Yep. That's all the news we have for this week. Make sure to check out our new episode next week.